Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. Hope you're doing great this very springy day of April 13th, 2014. And we're looking forward to this month as we engage in our declared month of men, man month. So in so doing, let's get the show, get the party started. Let's get it rolling. And we will begin with the declaration. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integral possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. And today's date, as we said earlier, April 13th, 2014. So, as always, we'll bring to you live the conversation of the International Black Summit. We'll try to include some of the distinctions and some of the work that we're doing to share with you on our call. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So with that, what I'd like to let you know as well is that this year we're going to Belize. And that's Belize is Central America. And we're going to be there from July 31st to August 3rd. So those are the dates. It's going to be the 24th annual summit event. And, you know, we're going to have some interesting things occurring there. So if you can get yourself there, put your coins together to make it happen, it's going to make a big difference, huge difference. So, just want to let you know about that. Anyway, we want to talk a little bit about who's going to be on the show and kind of check out the, we'll also take a look and see who's, you know, what's happening in the, on the summit. So if you're looking for any information on the International Black Summit, please check out our website, www.blacksummit.org. So that's the, the website. And, didn't need to do that, like, to find out any information about us, about what we're up to, about, you know, what we are doing. We can go ahead and take a look at some of the things that, the events that we're having. So we have events all the time. Excuse me. We have events all the time. And, we have a summit event, but there's a summit share. We're having some of those. We're having some virtual shares. So those things are happening. And what a summit share is virtually an event where you come to find out about the summit. So a summit share is that. It is we're sharing that information with you. We will take a look at some of the questions and have you engage in some of the questions, and you can also find out about it, talk to people who are having it. And then we have a prerequisite. So there's a prerequisite. And the prerequisite is something that is the first course that you take at an event. So a prerequisite is actually like the starter course, the get you in the door, kind of let you know how it operates. The summit share is more about just, answers the basic information and understanding how things work. And the prerequisite is actually hands-on using the information and applying it to whatever it is that you happen to be working on. So those are the things that we are engaged in, and those are the things that have us to interact with. So we actually are interacting with that information on a timely basis. But the next prerequisite is actually going to be in New York, May 31st, all-day event. It'll be held in New York, and it'll be virtually available via WebEx. Individuals can participate on location in New York City or virtually using a computer with a camera. The prerequisite and experience of the summit. This one-day course will introduce you to, or if you've attended a summit in the past, immerse you once again in the conversation of the International Black Summit. The purpose is to prepare you to create space for listening. And you're listening to So it really is a space of listening to people authentically. It's actually a powerful tool for your life and to prepare you fully to participate in the International Black Summit. So it's really an opportunity. It's an opportunity for something to bring to your community. It's very powerful. You've got community events. It's also very powerful if you're looking to create an event around the community. So the prerequisite is the first place that you go to. It's the first place, it's the first space to really engage in the work. The summit share is kind of like an introduction. It's an introduction that kind of introduces you to it, but you don't play in it. Prerequisite, you're actually in there playing. You're working on yourself. You're working on the projects that you're working on, and you're really looking to apply that in the space. So let's bring in our co-host, Ms. Henrietta Bird out of Chi-Town, Chicago, the Windy City. How are you this evening, my dear?
I'm great, Glenn. Great. How are you?
I am wonderful. We're having our first spring day, series of spring days, I should say. So we've actually put two or three days together where we've actually had some great weather. So really enjoying that. And the flowers are budding, and the trees are budding, and the flowers are bursting through, and we're beginning to get some color, and some beauty is returning to us. So I'm feeling very, very good and very blessed.
That's great. Yeah, when we left for church this morning, same thing. We left for church this morning and just had on just whatever, you know, your suit, your whatever clothes you had on, that's all you needed. And when we came out of church, and we get out of church at 12 noon, we were running to the car to get our coat to put on, to put on our coat because it was cold.
Oh, it gotten cold. Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, and it got really cold. So, I mean, you know, and it's been cold ever since. It's been cold the rest of the day and rainy. But it was beautiful this morning, and yesterday was beautiful also, you know. So we I was looking for, you know, I was just thinking about men that are really doing some unusual things since this month we're focusing on men. And so in about 10 minutes, you're going to get a call from a 7739 number, a gentleman who's going to call in and tell you a wonderful, you know, share with us a wonderful story about his son and his adult son, he and his wife. So, and you'll recognize his voice. He's the gentleman who a few years back who sang the Pig Meat Markham song. You know, he called in around Christmas time and sang the song in pig Latin. So he's going to call in and acknowledge his son. And so if anyone would like to acknowledge the men in their lives, the world, any men, our focus is acknowledging the contribution that men are to the universe. You know, the great, great things that men are doing. So I just wanted to, you know, to let you know that he'll call in a few minutes, in about 10 minutes, I think. I've had a wonderful, wonderful day today. You know, today is Palm Sunday. And I love, this is one of my favorite holidays. Well, I should say Holy Week is one of my favorite weeks, what is considered Holy Week. And I love it because it's like a cleansing. You know, everybody is on a particular level of consciousness during the week. I don't know if it's because of all the church that's going on this week. I really don't know, but I know even for people who do not attend church, they do different things Holy Week. You know, we're still in the Lenten season, and a lot of people have given up certain negative practices that they use. We eliminate negative thinking and negative ways of being. And so as we move into Holy Week, there's a lot of focus on eliminating things that you no longer need in your life. And I always enjoy this week because people are really willing to take a look at themselves and let go of the things that they don't need. I attribute a lot of it to the focus on what the scripture stories say about the trials and the tribulations. And there's something about watching the programs on television and watching different things and going to the different services. There's something that puts us in the consciousness of overcoming, you know, because when we watch the stories about Holy Week and we realize the challenges that man, Jesus, actually went through and overcame, it kind of makes you say, okay, what am I complaining about? You know, you know, it just puts you there. And today being Palm Sunday, you know, the story goes that that he was entering into Jerusalem, okay? And Jerusalem metaphysically represents a habitation of peace. So he was trying to get to a peaceful place. He had just left Bethany, and Bethany metaphysically represents kind of chaos. You know, that's the place where Lazarus, and there was a lot going on with Lazarus and where he was, you know, there was just a lot going on in Bethany. And so when we have a lot going on in our lives and we have to move into a place of peace, you know, and no matter what it takes for us to get to that place of peace, we have to get there. And so that's what Palm Sunday represents metaphysically, you know, is the entrance into this peaceful state of consciousness, knowing that there's a whole lot that's going to happen this week. And you know when things are going to happen and what you have to do sometimes. You know when you have meetings or you have programs that you have to be a part of or whatever, and you know that they may be chaotic. You know that people might be complaining. People might not like the way you do things. You might not like the way other people do things, but you know you have to go through whatever it is so that you can come out on the other side. And so that's kind of the consciousness that we're in, you know, like this week. And so it's interesting that we are acknowledging men during this month of April. And I say not to exclude women from anything, but I say that men have been through many, many levels of challenges. I talked to a group of men, and they share, you know, they share some of the challenges that they have just being a man, you know, just what they feel is expected of them, you know, like what it takes to be a man, what it takes to be a gentleman, you know, like what it takes and how challenged they are sometimes by women who will not allow them to be the kind of man that they were raised to be. That's a challenge, you know. You were raised one particular way to be a particular way, and you attract women that don't do that. So you have a lot of work to do on yourself to kind of be of a mindset or to decide, am I going to change the way I am, or am I going to continue to look for someone who will allow me to be the kind of man that I was taught to be, you know, that I know to be successful, the role model that I saw, the, you know, just all of these different things. And so as we continue with our acknowledgement of men this month, I just would like to acknowledge all men for everything that you do, the contribution that you are, for raising your children, you know, for taking care of your families, for supporting your significant other, you know, for doing what you believe is the right thing. So the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, Glenn Greenidge and myself, Henrietta Byrd, are acknowledging the greatness that are in, that we believe and know that lives inside of the men on this planet. So thank you for your contribution. Glenn, back to you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. And we've got your caller is on. We're going to give him, we're going to open up this mic in a second. The other thing that I wanted to mention is the importance of mentoring and the having men go through a passage into manhood. I think that that's something that's missing in our community for a lot of young men, and it's an important piece that is sometimes overlooked, especially if there isn't a man or a significant male role model in the family. So that rites of passage into manhood is sometimes is a missed opportunity. So I just wanted to include that and the folks around the country that are stepped up and are doing the mentoring and are taking care of the things that need to be taken care of in the family around our young men. Hold on, let me open up the mic. 773-933, go ahead. You're live on the air.
Oh, yes. This is Dennis Treadwell, Sr. calling. I'm a member of the Christ Universal Temple Choir, and that is my connection with Reverend Henrietta Byrd. I sing there every Sunday. And we have a special situation here. My wife, Sandra Treadwell, is also on the phone, and I would like for her to first describe our situation here at home. Sandra?
Yes. When I met Dennis Sr., I was very, very happy. He was a very good man, better than I had ever seen other than my own father. And then we were able to have a son, Dennis Jr., who is following in his footsteps and is as good a man as his dad and becoming even more helpful because he's able to help me because I now am not able to walk, and he is able to help me do everything I need to have help with.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you know, can you tell us just some of the things? Let's talk about Dennis Senior. Let's do Senior first.
Okay.
What are some of the qualities about Dennis Senior?
Well, Dennis Senior is a very honest man. He's very helpful. He's kind. He's loved by many. He loves my family, and my family loves him. He's very good to all the people, and he's very helpful to anyone in my family because I have a very large family, and he's able to adjust to all of their different personalities.
Oh, that's really good.
that's really right.
Good.
Yeah. You know, I paid her to say that, Henry.
Not really.
I know.
Yeah.
He paid me with a son that's just like him. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. So what are some of the things during the day that you might be challenged with where you need a little, you know, where you need assistance?
That's right. And I do, because I'm not walking, but I do have a wheelchair, and I can move all around the house in the chair. Now, earlier, I had taught my son to cook, and he has become maybe a better cook than I am.
Oh.
So if we need something to be cooked, if his dad has other things to do, I can always depend on Dennis Jr. He'll go to the store, get what we need, and begin to cook. so that when Big Dennis gets in, he could finish up the meal. So really, I feel that I'm really blessed to have two men. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. Now, can you tell us, like, around how what age group Dennis Jr. is in?
Let me see.
34.
34 years old. 34.
And
oh, my actually, I wish he was starting his own family, but he spends so much time with me, we're going to have to kick him out for a time so he can develop his own family. He doesn't need to do that in here with us. He needs to do that out on his own. But he does know how to be a good husband, and I'm sure he'll be a good father.
Yeah, I tell Sandra and Dennis, I say, we need to get him involved with a multi-rich girl or young lady so that he can be really mobile.
Hey, if she has a good soul, that's all he
needs.
That's all he needs.
Now, you know, Reverend Byrd, Sandra is the original person involved with unity and truth. Because she brought me in the year 2000, so she has a lot of experience way back. Her father was involved with it in the, 40s and 50s, Sandra?
Oh, my goodness, yes. When I was a child, we had a book called The Wee Wee Wisdom for Children.
Yeah.
Yes, you remember that?
I have that book.
Yes, and I grew up on that book. And,
okay.
So Dennis came in, and Dennis, You belong to a different church.
Yeah, I belong to a Baptist church, and I got tired of that all day service stuff.
Okay.
You know, you get in there at 9:30 and don't get out till 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard Christ Universal Temple Ensemble sing in 2000. I said, "This is the way to go." And we come in at 10:30 and we out by 11:50. Still enough time to get on with the rest of your day. I really like that part of our church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, though, it's, you know, I always say that I love a family that goes to church, you know.
Yes.
I love a family. I love families anyway, but I'm saying because when you're learning, when you're studying together,
mm-hmm.
you know, it kind of keeps you on a certain path.
Yep.
That's right.
And you can have conversations with each other, and
yep.
And you have a, you know, you kind of have a foundation how to work through things.
Yep.
You know, as life gives you what it gives you, or as you create life for yourself. So, but that's really good to know. So did Dennis Jr., you know, did he study? Well, he would have to have, with both of you going, you know, both
yes,
of you.
Yes, he does. And we have two boys. I was thinking I would have one boy and one girl.
Two men.
But it was not, two
right.
men at this point. And grandchildren also. So it's been a wonderful life. And we all love each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I might mention something else, Reverend Byrd, that Dennis appears to be an angel sent from heaven because he is taking it upon himself to involve himself in his mother's life to be the principal caretaker of all of her needs. Because with her not having the function in her legs, they have a little system where she puts her arms around his neck, and he uses the strength in his legs and back to move her from the chair to this position and that position. And this is how we live all day long. And with me being a 72-year-old young man, I'm not able to do all those physical things.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis he's taking up the slack in that area.
That's great. Oh my goodness, that's really, really, really nice. And look, and he's getting plenty of exercise. And
that's right.
And you know, like when you care for a loved one, especially your mother,
yes.
because I had that opportunity also, you know.
Yes.
You get to have just such a close relationship with,
yes.
you know, with the individual, and it's a different kind of intimacy, you know,
yes.
That,
yes.
that you share with the person, and
yes.
being able to cook and, you know,
yes.
like those different things, that's a whole nother level,
yes.
you know, that's a whole nother level. So, that's great. Glenn, I don't want to, let me turn it over to Glenn, because Glenn always has the wonderful questions to ask.
Well, no, I'm actually just enjoying it because it is so delightful to hear the families working together. You know, in this day and age, there's so many families that are not functioning lovingly, I'm going to say, and to hear a family that is doing so many things for each other is really delightful. You know, when I look at life and I try to look at life in a very positive manner, I look at what it is that I do have rather than what I don't have. And that's not to say that I'm satisfied with what I have, because, you know, you want to have a little space for hunger for something else, for whatever's
yeah.
next. But
mm-hmm.
but overall, I am very satisfied and happy that I have the life that I have. And I can hear that in your speaking. You know, you're
yeah.
enjoying your life, your relationships, the grandchildren,
yes.
you know, I hear the love through your voices. And so
yes.
I salute you. I salute
yes.
the parenting that took place to create that space. I salute, and I know that stands on the shoulders of your parents and your grandparents as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we don't get to do enough is acknowledge the legacy of abundance and wealth that we come from as people of African descent. And
yes.
when we're able to touch that and reach that and assimilate that in our present lives, there's so much abundance that's available. So I just want to acknowledge you all for the lovingness that I can hear in your speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, and I was going to say my second son was able to move in with my mother. She was elderly and needed help, so he was able to stay there with her.
98 years old.
98 years mm. old. And stayed with her until the day she died.
December 20th,
mm-hmm.
2013.
That's correct.
Oh, really? Just recently?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And
so that's interesting. Now, your whole family of men
right.
mm-hmm. have learned how to care.
Yeah.
To take
mm-hmm.
care, to care for. You know, that's really, really great. I mean, just really, really great.
Right.
And they will be able to pass that on to
yes.
others. You know,
that's
in their family, they know how to do it. They know what it takes,
yeah.
and it's real. That's real, real important, because the care for elderly people or people,
mm-hmm.
you know, who are aging, is so
right.
important to know how to care for people.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, who's aging? I don't know anything about that.
No, I was talking about your mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But he
yeah,
was able to do
that's
that.
That's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he still lives in her apartment with his family, and we're
mm.
very pleased.
That's great. That's
you know,
great.
You know,
I mean,
the thing that I'm so excited about, and it really is part of our stance in the International Black Summit, is really to acknowledge the legacy and abundance of wealth, and and the elders in our community are the ones with the wisdom, you know, to be able to live with them and to share the, those intimate moments of, you know, one-on-one, you know, telling the truth about life. It's really something that is not always done in Western cultures.
Yes.
You know, we've gone away from that. You know, when we look back at, again, at our African characteristics, the elderly are revered and nurtured. Because there is wisdom there, and it's, again, it's so nice to hear that occurring in your family structure, not as an accident, but as a forethought, as a specific pointed action. So that is very delightful.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the other things that I would like to acknowledge Dennis Sr. for. Dennis has had an idea that actually came into fruition. It was just an idea that he had about the chair exercises. And Dennis actually has a group at church of people who sit in chairs and exercises. And he plays all kind of music, like James Brown and all of these other songs, so they can dance in their chairs, you know. So I think that's just such a great idea, and so much fun, and you know, to keep that you know that movement going for others, and that's what's interesting. It's like Glenn said earlier, he's appreciative of what he has now. And when you appreciate the situation that you're in, then you can allow it to bless others. And from your experience at home, you've been able to bless other people, you know, but like coming up with that idea was just so nice for the people who attend, you know, and they really enjoy it. So I just wanted to acknowledge you for that as well.
Thank you. And in addition to that, Henrietta, I want to thank you, because one day I came to you and I said, Henrietta, I'm getting sort of tired of being excluded from a lot of things, because I also am a vocalist and I like to sing on a solo level as well as in the choir. And Henrietta said, Dennis, you get the point. She said, you said, you have to generate your own. And you know, that stuck with me. And that's why I cheer exercises, and I'm starting another show called When Music Was Music. I'm doing some things from the 50s and 60s and 40s. The group, and that inspired me, Reverend Byrd. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Sandra?
Well, you know, that's one of our distinctions, self-generation. That's one of the distinctions of the International Black Summit. And because what we say is, if you see a thing to do, then you're the one to do it. And so, And so it really is about you doing that thing that you see, because you may be the only one that sees it.
It's your vision. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And that's it. It's vision. Vision. That's the thing. That's that gift that we're given. You know, is vision, and it's so wonderful to be able to see what your vision is. And, you know, we always have more than one. We always have, because, you know, God is just unlimited. And so, you know, when we complete one thing, there's always something else, and we might be doing five or six things at a time. But it's so nice, you know, to when I, you know, whenever I think about your family, Sandra, I just think about the love and the dedication that's there, you know. And it's just really, really so great to see how your family structure, you know, like what it's about, and that you have these men, and you have some serious consciousness, Sandra. You really have serious consciousness.
She does.
You have
really developed
this wonderful group of men that you are surrounded by. And
I
acknowledge you as well.
Listen, my mother came from a family of 16, and she lived, I think she's the, there's one child left, and she was the second old, so she was 98 when she passed away and left only one brother. But those 16 children, they all left families, and we have a picnic once a year.
Yes.
And there are maybe, 200 first cousins that come from all over the country, and they come to Chicago.
No, Indiana.
Huh?
Wicker Park, Indiana.
Oh, they're in, yes, but they come to Chicago for the picnic. Then we go to Indiana to have the picnic. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you involved us in this experience, because I had been trying to figure out a way that I could get Dennis Jr.'s name involved on some kind of forum because of his voluntary contributions to his mother. And we look for positive images, and it seems like he is certainly fits that picture to me. Thanks for
Yeah, and see, but do you see how you generated that? That desire was put in your heart, and you wanted to acknowledge him. And I was just driving, thinking, who can we acknowledge? And your name came to mind. It just came to me.
That's how it happened.
And that's what I'm saying. Self generation. The International Black Summit, that is one of our distinctions, self-generation. And that's what you did. You generated it.
We generated.
That's very good.
Together, by just acknowledging the desire to have his, you know, have his name or have him be acknowledged, then it showed up.
And guess, as you speak, who just came in the door?
Good.
Dennis,
I was
quiet, so he won't say much.
Talking about you on a radio show. He said, uh-oh.
He just breathes and works. But he's a great person.
Do you think he'll share a little bit with us?
And then would you say a little bit? We're talking about your contributions to your mother and helping her out as a caretaker and those kinds of things. Would you like to say a few things?
Yes, so. Hello.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Reverend Bird.
Welcome
Dennis.
To the show.
Oh, hey. Okay. How's everybody?
Good. So that's Glenn. You hear Glenn, and I'm Reverend Henrietta. I think you talked to me before, but Glenn is the other host. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're honoring men this month, great men who are just giving these wonderful contributions to the universe. And we've heard about you for the last 30 minutes and how you take care of your mom and how you take care of the household. You're the chef, you're the, you know, how you have just developed this technique of her wrapping her arms around you and you moving her from place to place, and what a contribution you are. So we are acknowledging Dennis Treadwell Jr. tonight on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. So tell us just whatever you feel like sharing with us right now about anything, really, what you do, you know.
How do you get your inspiration?
Mm-hmm. I'm just a home care aide that basically, you know, the main job is I'm taking care of my mom, making sure she's all right. And so you get some inspiration is just to help people out, I guess.
Yeah. Out of all the different things that you could be doing, you know, that you could be doing, and you've chosen this, and it's just honorable, you know, admirable, I think is the better word, that you've chosen to take care of your mom, you know. It makes it so comfortable for her to have someone that she loves and someone that she knows loves her to be her caregiver. Takes away a lot of that discomfort that people have with, you know, people that are not in their families taking care of them. So that's really a great thing for her. With you, let's talk about your cooking skill. What's your favorite meal to cook?
Just when I get opportunity, I guess cooking maybe a pot roast dinner.
Oh boy. Okay, can you share some of your secrets?
Well, nothing. I just defrost the roast, then I put seasoning and marinade on it. Let it sit overnight if I can, then just brown both sides, and then put the gravy in, and then cut the vegetables and let it cook for a while.
Okay. Oh, that sounds so good.
Yes, it does. Are there any special moments that you'd like to share with your mom? Because I know I take care of my mother as well, and there are often moments and times where we'll share things that, you know, that I didn't know about her. You know, I'm still discovering things at 88 years old. I'm still discovering things about her.
Oh. We gotta think back a bit. And she was a social worker for a good 30 years or so. See. And I remember all the time she brought kids. She introduced us to the kids she worked with, and then we came to go on trips with them and everything. And then I just think that's a real nice thing to do.
Yeah. That's pretty special.
You've got
a very special family there.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
You really do.
Yes, may I ask Glenn a question? Glenn?
Yep, go ahead.
What is your mother's situation? What is your involvement with your mother?
Well, my sister and I both live with my mom, and I do the cooking. Just kind of, you know, look in on her as well. My sister's here with her two or three kids now. All three of her kids kind of grew up here. So we share. My sister takes her to the medical, you know, the doctor visits and so on and so forth. And I try to do, my mainstay is the cooking. You know, I like to make sure that she's getting something healthy, and she's experienced a little cancer. So I've been doing my little home remedies and so on and so forth, and trying to look out to keep her as healthy as possible. She just went through two thyroid operations, and just in the last 6 months, And, you know, just so I've been working with her to get her healthy and to get her to walk, you know, get her to
walk.
Get that, keep exercising her body, you know.
Oh, so she can still walk.
So, yes, she's still able to walk. She'll be 88 this June 18th. And she's hanging in there, and of course I have a garden in the back, so I try and give her as much of the fresh things that I grow out of the garden as I can.
Wow.
As myself, yeah.
Yeah, no, that kind of reminds me of myself because my wife kind of criticizes me because I have a garden on top of the doghouse. Because I don't like to bend over. So I have my garden.
Okay.
It's eye level. And
yeah,
I got me some green onions, some lettuce, some tomatoes, all kinds of things up on top of the house. And that's what that reminds me of. Yeah.
Well, you know, in this day and age, when we look to eat healthy and to sustain ourselves, you know, that's all part of it. And so it's important. One of the things that I do with my mother is I try to make sure that she gets a balanced meal and give her a variety. You know, my last name is Greenwich. And so Glenn Greenwich. And so she's renamed me Chef Greenwich.
Okay, Grenard. Chef Grenard, okay. Now, Glenn, was your brother's name by any chance Harold Greenwich from the guard?
No,
I knew a Harold Greenwich.
The name sounds familiar, but that's from Chicago, right? Harold Greenwich, right?
Yeah, Old Gill Garden.
That's a Chicago person?
Yeah, Old Gill Garden, 130th and Cottage. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't say that I know him, but it's spelled the same way. The root comes from either Barbados or from Grenada.
Oh, Grenada. What is the language over there?
English. It's English there, but that's the source of Greenidge. So those are the two sources, either Barbados or Grenada.
Oh, I'm learning something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Oh, thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Okay. Now, one other thing, couple of things. I'm not taking over your show, am I?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. A couple of things. My son, Walton, the youngest son, has three children, and he's like 30, 31 years old, and he's having some problems with employment. And I was wondering if there's any way that he could find a way to get into some kind of career. He's worked at Walmart. He's interested. He wants to be where he can do some things where he can use his speaking talents, you know, involved with speaking, singing. He's into hip hop. He's into he knows how to. He's helped me with some of my shows. He editorializes my shows because I do a show called When Music Was Music, and he helps me with that.
Okay.
So he is very anxious to get going at this point.
Well, I would say that the best thing to do is to look at what your skill set is and how you can entrepreneurize it into your own business. Because when you look at our community, a lot of times we're looking for a job, and the opportunity is really for us to generate our own job, create our own career by going into business for ourselves.
Yeah.
So I would invite him to take a look at that. Because there are slots that you can fill, but if you're doing what you love, the money will follow.
Oh yes, you said the magic word. What you have a passion for, yes. So I'm going to tell him, is there anyone he can call?
Well, you know what? He can actually call into this radio show. We can actually have a conversation with him. one of the things that the International Black Summit is very big on is your vision. And what is your vision? Getting some clarity around your vision. Because if you're not clear what your vision and your purpose here on the planet is, then you're always searching. But if you can begin to get some clarity around what you're here to do, you know, what is your talent? Because each of us has a specific gift to give to contribute to the world. And once we get a sense of what that is, then the opportunities start showing up. And it really is that simple. I would recommend
also that complex.
There's a tape by T.D. Jakes called Vision. It's rather old. It's been out for a while. It's got to be at least 10 years old. But it's called Vision. I can see clearly now.
Vision, okay.
And it is very motivational and is very inspirational. And it talks about different aspects of the power of your vision, transformed by vision. I can't remember what the last one is. But it has different aspects of vision, and when I listen to it, it's a very defining place for me to get clear about my vision.
Thank you. Now, Reverend Byrd, is that in our bookstore, Reverend Byrd, at Christ Universal Temple?
No, it might be.
Okay.
I'm really not sure, but you can call.
You can also get it online, I'm sure, at Amazon or one of those places. But it's called Vision.
Yeah.
I Can See Clearly Now.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
By T.D. Jakes.
The other thing, Glenn, that I would recommend is that he contact you and get and become a part of that, of your 90-day plan that you do. See, I think that would be good, because what that does is it focuses. It helps you focus, and for 90 days, you have a coach. You have several coaches, and they're men. You know, they're men that coach other men on their visions and bringing them into fruition, you know.
Right.
So
That would be another thing. 90 days is certainly long enough to get going, isn't it?
It's because what it does is it actually creates practices for you. So you create practices that are ongoing that now begin to redefine your life through your practices. Mm. Because whatever you do is what you're going to get better at.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Redefine your life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Through your practices, you know, through the daily activities. What are you doing? Because when you think about it, what are you doing daily is to forward your vision. And if you're not doing, it daily, then you're not fulfilling on what it is that you're here to do.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm going to let him know about that. And we'll see where it goes from here. And I forgot. Hey, are we talking about this? What was the subject we called in for now? I think it was for Dennis Jr., wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't, for men, we're acknowledging men, you know.
Okay.
And so the one thing I wanted to say, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you've been listening to acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of the Treadwell family in Chicago. Dennis Jr.,
and Walter. Walter and
Sandra
Treadwell.
And Walter Treadwell, who are just a wonderful, have a wonderful family structure, and three men and one lady. And we are honoring the men tonight. So Dennis, Sandra, and Dennis Jr., thank you so very much for coming on the show tonight. And I will make sure you get Glenn's number, you know, so that you can pass on to Walter. And like I said, just keep up the great work. You know, just keep up the great work. You all are just such a blessing to the universe. Thank you so much for saying yes to the interview, you know, and we just appreciate and acknowledge you.
Yeah, it was, to me, it was supposed to happen. I never would have expected this would happen this time of day or at this period in my life. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Yeah.
Okay, and when we get a copy of this, we want to listen to it.
Well, you can listen to it at any time. Actually, as soon as we hang up, you'll be able to, over the internet, you can go to blacksummit.org and click on Talk Show. Click on Talk Show, and you'll be able to hear the entire show. So just go to blacksummit.org and go down on your left side and click on Talk Show, and you'll
be
able to hear everything.
That's good enough. Keep up the good work. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Bye, Sandra.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you later.
We did as well. So on that note, we're going to bid you adieu. Thank you for being here tonight. God bless, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.